Does that washing machine go in after?
I don't think so. I think
it'll have to be finished in a few minutes.
Most of the things that are behind the microphone don't show
up. I can turn that attic fan off. I had turned the air conditioners off this morning. It was a little cooler. The light bill's been so honestly.
The fan's not doing anything, I don't believe.
So you're working on a PhD?
Yes, ma'am.
What subject?
In linguistics.
Is that speech?
We haven't gotten into speech yet. One project that I'm working on is getting in, touching on speech, but there are a lot of different things dealing with language and speech that we didn't even realize existed really until this past year, until I got in this other project.
My daughter's been at Georgia. One of her majors is speech communication, I think they call it. Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
My married name is Robin.
And you were born in Brunswick?
Yes.
And could you tell me your age?
55. I'll be 56 in October. I was born 1918. 55 now, be 56 next month.
And occupation?
Housewife.
And religion?
Methodist.
And let's see. Education, I guess, just the last.
I graduated from Glen Academy here, and then I have a BS degree from Converse College in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Birth town, or they call it my hometown.
Spartanburg, that's a nice town. Of course, it's grown a lot since I was in college then. I went all my 4 years there.
Yeah, I left it when I was 3 years old.
Uh-huh.
What clubs or social organizations are you in?
Well, I've been in a lot of them, but right now I've a garden club. And the bridge club, and that's about all right now. Church circle.
Church what?
Circle.
Let's see, your mother's birthplace?
Brunswick.
And her education?
She went to Agnes Scott. She did not graduate. She went 3 years to Agnes Scott before she married.
And her occupation?
Housewife.
And your father's birthplace?
My father was born in Woodbury, Meriwether County.
And his education?
He was a pharmacist, had a degree in pharmacy.